Spent my nights alone waiting for you to call. You're the only one I want by my side when I fall asleep.
Hi, 各位亲爱的小伙伴大家好，我是姚老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语每日养成。今天这期节目当中呢，我们来学习一段这样的英文台词，它呢依旧是来自于《绝望的主妇》第二季第七集。首先呢，一起来听一下今天的关键句。
We'll be taking Porter and Preston off your hands all weekend.
We'll be taking Porter and Preston off your hands all weekend. 整个周末我们会带 Porter 和 Preston 度过，让你们歇歇。We'll be taking Porter and Preston off your hands all weekend. We'll be taking Porter and Preston off your hands all weekend.那么在这样一段话当中呢，我们需要注意哪些发音技巧呢？当 and 和 Preston 我们出现在一起的话呢，此时可以有一个失去爆破的处理。那么你可以读成 and Preston and Preston。而当你这句话呢读得比较快的时候 ，hands 和 all 我们也可以适当连读一下，可以读成 off your hands all weekend, off your hands all weekend.
So if you need us, we'll be at home just having a quiet evening.
Bunny, we're expecting quite the opposite.
Well, don't forget next week it's our turn. We'll be taking Porter and
Preston
off your hands all weekend.
Rest assured, we have not forgotten. See ya.
Bye.
Don't worry.
那么今天节目当中呢，我们来学习一下这样一个短语，叫做 off someone's hands。在这样一个短语当中呢，其实 hand 指的呢并不单单是手的意思，可以理解成为 control or responsibility， 对于某件事情的控制或者责任。所以呢，在英文当中 off one's hand 指的呢就是 no longer your responsibility， 脱手，不再是某个人的责任，或者说呢不再由某个人负责或者照顾。下面呢，我们来看一下几个例子。第一个 They are trying to get old stock off their hands by cutting prices. 他们想通过减价来把旧库存脱手。They are trying to get old stock off their hands by cutting prices. 下面呢，我们来看一下第二个例子。We get Danny off our hands one evening a week when my mother looks after him. 我们每周能休息一个傍晚，让我妈妈带 Danny。We get Danny off our hands one evening a week when my mother looks after him. 下面呢，我们来看一下第三个例子。We finally got that project off our hands. 我们终于脱手了那个项目，或者说呢，我们终于甩掉了那个项目。We finally got that project off our hands. 下面呢，我们来看一下倒数第二个例子。You'll be glad to get the children off your hands.For a couple of weeks. 有几周不用带孩子，你将会很开心。You'll be glad to get the children off your hands for a couple of weeks. 下面呢，我们来看一下最后这个例子。She's trying to find a way to get some of that extra work off her hands. 她正在试图找到一种方法，能甩掉手头上一部分额外的工作。She's trying to find a way to get some of that extra work off her hands.那么在本期节目的末尾呢，请各位同学呢尝试翻译一下句子，并留言在文章的留言区。If you don't want those golf clubs anymore, I'll be glad to take them off your hands. If you don't want those golf clubs anymore, I'll be glad to take them off your hands. 这样一个句子应该是表达什么样的含义呢？期待各位同学不同的翻译版本。那么本期的口语节目呢，我们就先分享到这里。明天节目当中呢，我们再会啦。See you.